Oasis Audio presents An Amish Kitchen by Beth Wiseman, Kelly Long, and Amy Clipston. Read for you by Heather Henderson. A Taste of Faith by Kelly Long. June 25. To Henry Fisher, Paradise, Pennsylvania. Dear Brooder Henry, it seems that Vater has taken a turn lately, and the doctors at the hospital say they are worried about his breathing and heart condition. He's home now, using some oxygen. He asks after all of you often, even when he's poorly, and I thought you might like the chance to visit with him. You know that I love the Kinnear, but we've had a hard time even keeping the twins quiet so Vater can rest. I wondered if you and Martha might come for a visit alone, and perhaps Abram can tend to the young ones and the farm. I long to hear from you and would be glad to see you both. Matthias says hello and kuma on with you. Your loving sister, Elizabeth. Chapter 1. July 3, Paradise, Pennsylvania. The light of the waning summer day filtered through the unadorned glass and played amid the profusion of plants in coffee cans that lined the windowsills. 20-year-old Fern Zook liked the way her silhouette blended and appeared to lengthen with the multitude of shadowy leaves and stems as she stretched to make sure each container took a few drops from the watering pot. She reached a tender fingertip to the face of a pansy and murmured to the plants, as was her custom, "If only a man could be grown among you all, it would be much easier than trying to find one in paradise. But then God made man in a garden, so maybe..." She closed her eyes and indulged in her favorite fantasy, that of a tall, dark, handsome man, someone with a frame large enough to find her generous.